Lord and trying to pick a song set, you know, I just immediately, it could be for the season, who knows, but immediately God felt, I felt like the Lord laid in my heart to do a Christmas-type worship theme for tonight. And what's nice about that is, as apostolics, we have that Christmas-type worship all year round. Mm-hmm. Amen? Okay. And but it did make me think about one of my favorite phrases at this time of year, that I just love to see this banner. And my father-in-law in his church, he'll post it right there during the season. It says, "Wise men still seek him." Mm-hmm. And it just makes me think of the wise men that traveled from afar, you know, from the east. And me, I tend to believe that it lines up with, these are the fruits of Daniel's, the prophet Daniel, his ministry when he was in bondage and he was refusing to stop seeking after God. And they tried to bottle him up, but no, he, as a wise man, the Bible says the beginning of wisdom is the fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. He feared God, and he continued to seek after God daily, and they tried shutting him up. And what a witness Daniel must have been. What an impact he must have been to the people to the east. And now here we are with the Christ, with Jesus being born, these wise men coming from the east. I believe they were the fruit of Daniel, his ministry. And as they were coming, think of all the distractions that they must have had, traveling mountains, valleys, cold nights, maybe very hot days, a lot of things to distract them. But as God-fearing men, and I believe they were God-fearing men, they kept their eye on the promise. They kept their eye on the star. And even us, as us today, if we fear the Lord with all our heart, and we are wise, and we seek God, we don't allow these distractions, amen? We keep our eye on the Lord. We keep our eye on Jesus. We keep our ear to the Word. All these things, Lord, we keep a focus, and we, as wise men, we continue to seek him. And that's what I want to be. I want to be a wise man. I want to be someone who never stops seeking after God. So if you could just join in tonight, if you're a bah humbug, then shame on you. But because I believe that he is worthy of all the glory, all the honor, all the praises. And that's, to me, what Christmas is all about. Amen. What can we bring to Jesus? What kind of gift? And I believe what the Lord wants from us tonight is an offering of praise, yes, is an offering of worship, a heartfelt worship. Amen. Yes. Praise the Lord.
Over the skies of Bethlehem appeared a star. One angel sang to lowly shepherds. The wise men seeking truth traveled from afar, hoping to find a child from heaven. Only by worship to my King. No one on earth deserves the praises that I sing. Jesus, may you receive the honor that you're due. Oh Lord, I bring an offering to you. Oh Lord, I bring an offering.
Shepherd.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. And a shepherd loves his sheep. Mm-hmm. Our shepherd's away. We need to keep him in prayer. He's not a king, but he's a shepherd. Mm-hmm. David, like I said, was a shepherd. Mm-hmm. God knew David was going to be a shepherd and make him a king one day. He was born to be a king.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes. Uh-huh.
When David had sheep that were lost, what did he do? He went out to find them. And then he became a king. We have a king that wants to find lost sheep.
Right. Amen.
A king that would die for me so I could walk with him.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yes.
And him with me. Brother Wells' message this morning lit my fire. I think it started when Brother Wells sang Worth. I was already thinking about Emmanuel. I had written down things, notes for tonight. Brother Wells totally stole my thunder and my whole thought of what I was going to say tonight. He preached it. You know, I didn't have anything as elaborate as he had or in depth in the revelation. But Emmanuel, God with us, a king We have a king that can be inside of us, with us, alongside of us, everywhere we go. Timothy said, now unto the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever. Amen. I tried to Google real quick and search how many kings were on the earth today, and I didn't come up with, I found monarchs and different ones, but there is only one king.
Yes.
He's the Lord, God
yes.
Almighty.
Right. Amen.
And
amen.
Thank God he's in our lives.
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Praise
amen.
The Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
For sinners, the ransom from
He is Lord of all. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you.
Praise your name, Lord. Praise your name. Praise your name, Jesus.
Worship him. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Jesus.
storm. Echoes of your kingdom come, rumors of our home. For one day we will stand before you, Lord. Our altogether beautiful reward. And we will give you glory, bring you honor, King above all kings. You deserve our everything. We will lift our voices with your praises. Jesus, you are our King. Promised you will lead us to your throne. Our heart will worship you and you alone. And we will give you glory, bring you honor, King above all kings. You deserve our everything. We will lift our voices with your praise. Our King. When we walk in darkness, now we see in part. And now we're warmed by the burning flames of the fire in our hearts. You promised you would lead us to your throne, where we will worship you and you alone. Glory, bring you honor, King above all kings. You deserve our everything. We will lift our voices with your praises. Jesus, you are our King. We will give you glory. Glory, we will give you glory, we will give you glory, we will give you glory, glory, and we will give you glory, bring you honor, King above all kings. You deserve our everything. We will lift our voice your praises. Jesus, you are. Jesus, you are. Jesus, you are our King.
Hallelujah. Brother Ryan, it's, I got a red button here. Singing that song, there's two times you could be seated. I'm not going to open up with, I'm going to go a little bit different direction than what I normally would. I want to give him glory, and there's two times I'm going to do this: when I feel like doing it, when everything's going good, and when I don't feel like doing it, I'm going to give him glory. Those are the two times that I'm going to give him glory and honor. So I love being in the house of the Lord and the faithful ones that are here tonight. Do we have any more batteries? We got one more. I do believe I have a word from the Lord tonight, and excuse me, I'm a little parched. And I'm going to explain why, when God revealed the word that he had for me to give to the church tonight, and how it kind of perspired and went along, and, you know, we're all family here, so I'm going to explain it all, and where I came up with what I came up with, and it didn't just come out of the air. And being asked to preach this Sunday night, I got bumped up about 3 days because originally on the schedule they made a couple weeks ago that we were going to have a Wednesday night service, and then all the plans changed when the Wells family had a loss in her family. So everything changed, and I remember coming to church Wednesday night, and Sister Wells was explaining about what a crazy day that she had, and she said something, the exact same thing I texted Brother Wells that day, and he texted me during the day, and I was kind of hesitant to say yes to Sunday night, because you know what, I didn't get the mail from the Lord as to what to say yet, so I'm a little hesitant. I'm like, okay, Lord, I'm going to go right into prayer before I even text him back. Lord, I'm going to have to trust in you. I don't have it yet, but earlier this week, I was reading in Psalm 50, or it was in Isaiah 51. It was just one verse in 16. I did not give it to Brother Wallace, but it says, I have put thy words in my mouth, and I have covered thee with the shadow of mine hand. And that verse stuck with me, and that verse went back to me. And when he asked me to bump this up, the time slot, and when she said she had a crazy day, I had a crazy day. That was the exact same thing that I texted Brother Wells earlier that day. And I said, I'm processing this. I need a little time for things to kind of click in. And I'm not ready to give you the response. But, Lord, you asked me. You used the pastor of the church to ask me. So, it really, in reality, God is asking me. But, he uses the man of God, our pastor, to ask me. So, okay, Lord, you want me to do this. You're asking. You're calling me to do this. I will do it. But I'm going to have to trust in you. So, I came here Wednesday night. And I don't know how many people were here Wednesday night. But Sister Grimm did not get the news she was looking for as far as her eye. I guess it wasn't a lens issue, which she thought it was. And she was heartbroken. And I was standing back there behind the youth group before we went upstairs, and we were with the worship before we go upstairs. And I heard the voice. I heard something that was said. It wasn't an audible voice, but it was like this. He goes, you're coming around the turn. And when you hear a voice of God, it will not go away. That stuck with me ever since I heard that. And I literally, part of me wanted to stop Sister Shannon when she was up here and say, Sister Grimm, you're coming around the turn. But I held it in because I believe the word is for all of us tonight, that we are coming around the turn. And that is the word of the Lord that I have for the church tonight. I'm going to pray before we start, and I ask for you to pray with me. I ask for you to preach with me. And I'm thankful for the body of Christ and the spirit of unity that we do have here. Lord, in Jesus' name, I pray for your will and for your way, Lord. I pray for your anointing in Jesus' name, Lord. I thank you for your presence. I feel your presence, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for choosing me. Lord, in Jesus' name, Lord, despite all the excuses that I've given you over the past months and years, Lord, of not using me, but you still want to use me, Lord. So I will do what you have me to do. I will say what you have me to say, Lord, in Jesus' name, Lord. And may, Lord, we be encouraged before we walk out of here tonight, Lord, knowing in Jesus' name, Lord, that you are with us and that you are for us every step of the way in Jesus' name. We do have to walk by faith at times, and it's not easy because we are so used to getting into a comfort zone, and we all do this at times. So, in this turn that we're going around, some of us are faced with things, and a lot of us don't talk to each other, what we deal with during the week and what we do deal with on the workplace and what our family situations. But our current situation is not our final destination. And we need to say that. We need to believe that. We need to purpose and plan that. Where I am at right now, I will not die in my dilemma. This is not where I'm supposed to be right now, but this is just part of the process along the way. And when I got thinking about this, if I could use this analogy as a track and field kind of analogy, And this is a turn here on one side of the track, and this is a turn here on the other side of the track. And this is the starting line right here. And this is where they shoot the gun, and you take off running. And you go around that first turn. There's a quarter-mile track over by the high school. And you make this turn. And as you come around the turn, you get halfway around. You're parallel with the start line and the finish line. But when you come up here to this turn, unless you stop where you're at and you don't make that turn, you're in the opposite direction to where the finish line is. So I have to keep on going and stay on track to where I'm at, to stay on course, to make this turn. I cannot see right where my eyes are when I make this turn. I cannot see the finish line. I cannot see where I started out. And I don't believe we are here tonight as a church at this turn. We are at this final turn, and we're ready to turn this corner. We can't see it yet, but we are we're facing with dilemmas. We're facing situations. They're personal things. They're things that have hit us. We've been getting shots in the side. We've been getting sucker punched. And as we're making this turn, there's a finish line just in sight. We are ending 2015, and it's no accident that God gave me this word at the end of the year that we are coming around this turn. And as we flip the calendar to 2016, we are just days away. I don't know what your dilemma is, what your situation is, but you as an individual, you're going to come around the turn. We are coming around the turn as a church body. There's a finish line just in sight. It's just out of eyesight right now. But the thing is, the calendar is going to be flipped tomorrow. At the end of the day, tomorrow the calendar is going to be flipped again, and we're going to start to see. We're going to come around this corner. We're going to start to see that finish line. We're going to see where we started out at. And God's going to bring everything full circle. And I'm excited about that. Have you ever prayed and wanted to know the will of God and to get to know his heart and his mind? And then you get dealt with some grief and sorrow in your life. And a lot of us have dealt with this recently with the grief and sorrow of Sandy Diem's father passing away. And I just, within that same few days, I got a phone call from a guy at work that one of my coworkers was working on a Friday. He sat down on the job. He said, "I don't feel good. Call a doctor." He was actually working at Edwards Hospital. They had to call 911 in Edwards Hospital. That was part of their procedure. They put him on a gurney. They took him into a room. By Sunday, he was on life support. 10 a.m. Monday, they pulled the plug. 12 p.m. noon, he passes away. And I was looking at my phone, going through my text messages and seeing if I had any recent text messages from him, because I didn't work with him more than just a few months ago. And we worked all day together one-on-one, and I'm never going to see him again. So we're dealt with that. And then I had dealt with something else. What was with a childhood friend's father. Within the same week, his dad passed away, and we grew up together, and we hung out at each other's houses all the time. And he grew up in Lake Holiday, and I remember going there. We're getting all this hit, and some of you maybe have been getting hit in different ways. But we deal with sorrow. Lord, let me know your heart and your mind. Isaiah 53:5 says, "And he is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and he hid as it were our faces from him. He was despised and esteemed, and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath bore our griefs and carried our sorrows. We did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. And the chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes we are healed." Thank you, Lord, for bearing our griefs, and carrying our sorrows. I mean, to just give an offering of thanksgiving. Lord, thank you, Lord, for carrying things that I'm not able to carry. Lord, you carry heavy burdens. And Lord, I just want to know your heart and your mind. And you're acquainted with grief. You're acquainted with these sorrows. And you want us to minister. And you bring us in contact with these people every day of our lives. And they deal with griefs and sorrows. He goes, "I'm going to use you to get to them." Even though it's not comfortable and it hurts. Those storm clouds were brewing. It wasn't like that too long ago. Thank you, Lord, for the peace in the storm and your healing virtue. My present circumstances is not my final destination. We need to just say that over and over. In my present circumstances, I'm in the opposite direction of that finish line. But I'm going to make the turn. I'm going to be on track. And in Psalm 139, I'm going to read a few verses. It says, O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my down sitting and my uprising. Thou understandest my thoughts afar off. Thou compassest my path and thy lying down, and art acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether. Thou hast beset me behind and before, and laid thine hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high, I cannot attain unto it. Wherewithal shall I go from thy spirit, or whether shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up to heaven, thou art there, and if I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold thee. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover thee, even the night shall be the light about me. Yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as a day, and the darkness and the night both are like unto thee. The Lord knows right where we're at. He knows the season that we're in. There is nothing that he doesn't know that he's not aware of in our life. In Jesus' name, the Lord, he is in it, and he is with us. We could be sure of that. At the workplace and dealing with attitudes and circumstances and people and their actions. I don't know if you've dealt with people, let's just say somebody that's been an alcoholic and we're not around that, around our families that go to church with, and we're not around this as a church family, but we deal with people like that and we encounter spirits and stuff like that. But God uses us to get to people like that, because really they're hurting inside. And I got thinking of this person that God has had me work with an awful lot lately, and he's got a tender heart. And I would be going home from work, and I might be going in intercessory prayer. I'm like, what is going on? I don't know why I'm feeling this way. But I do recall the times when God does take me in intercessory prayer, and he asked me one day, he goes, do you know where 220 Main Street is? And I said, no. I said, I could look it up on maps and get back to you. He was looking for a house and sandwich, but this is how the Lord works. It was the king's house right here. And he goes, was there a church right next to it? I go, that's my church. I go there quite often. He goes, I actually pulled into church parking lot. And God was reassuring me and letting me know, it's no accident that I paired you up with this individual. And I know that he has problems, he has issues. But I'm trying to use you to get to him. He knows right where we're at. Hold on. Don't let go. Stay the course. We're turning the corner. We're going to take some people with us, too. Everything was fine yesterday. I wasn't expecting that when I pulled in the parking lot and walked into that. You ever had situations like that when you go to work? Like, I didn't see that coming. I didn't expect to deal with that when I woke up this morning, when I turned and pulled in the parking lot. But God knows. It will cause you to praise. It will cause you to pray. You got to deal with things like that. When I get a response from an individual that I wasn't expecting, God causes twists and turns to get our attention at times. In Exodus 3, verses 1 through 4, it says, now Moses kept the flock of Jericho, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the backside of the desert, and came to the mountain of God, even to Horeb. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of the bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush was burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why this bush is not burned. And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called into him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, here am I. Moses, I'm about to turn you back to where you came from. I'm about ready to get you out of your comfort zone. I'm about ready to do things through you that you've never done before. There's a turning point in your life, and I'm in it. I'm with you, and I'm in it, and we're gonna go all the way together. And just a few verses back, Moses says, I was content. He said, I was content right where I was at. All you got to do is go look back about 6-8 verses in the previous chapter. He goes, I'm okay where I'm at. I like the way things are. Maybe you're forced with some decisions you have to make in life. Maybe it's an opportunity that has come your way. I encourage you to trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. But in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. When you do this, I assure you, you will not have regret or remorse in any decision making that you have in your life. Because what you do is you give this up and say, Lord, this decision, this turning point in my life, I don't want to make the wrong decision. I want to acknowledge you in this. I don't want to mess this up. But if I don't acknowledge you in this path, you know, I'm going to come around this turn. But if I decide to do things my own way, I might just keep walking and lose course and never make that turn and never see that finish line. I get so distracted, I'll be out here in a field, out in the wilderness, out somewhere where I shouldn't be. And all I was so close to making the turn. I out of the corner of my left eye, I could have seen the finish line. But I didn't pray to God and ask him for direction and acknowledge him. Lord, what is your will? God could use Mary. She lined up her will with his will. I love Mary's response in Luke 1:38. It says, after she had an encounter with Gabriel, it says, and Mary said, behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to your will. Lord, what is your will in your way? Just, I'll do it. I'll stay on whatever track you may have for me. I have opportunities that may come that may seem okay to take, but if I don't acknowledge you, just because I have an opportunity and I can doesn't mean I should. Lord, direct my path. Lord, you've taken me this far. I'm about ready to make this turn. I don't want to lose sight. I don't want to even cross lanes. I want to stay right on the track and right in the lane that you would have me to be in, that you started me out to be in. I don't want to cross lanes and get in somebody else's lane. I want to be right in the path that you started me out on the finish line. And when I get, when I was at the starting line and when I get to the finish line, I want to be on that same track. We are coming around the turn. There has been highs, lows, and adversities, grief, sorrow, suffering, and being falsely accused, rejected, but God is something for us just around the corner. In 2 Corinthians 2, 4, verses 8 and 9, I'm about ready to close. It says, we have been troubled on every side, but yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. I believe we're going to leave here tonight knowing that God is with us. He started out with us. He intends us across that finish line. He is with us on that turn, and he's going to be there right at the finish line for us together. It was all for a purpose and a plan, and we are coming around the corner right now in Jesus' name. And that's the word that I have tonight from the Lord. I pray that you've been encouraged. This is one of the last services before the end of the year. We will. This is definitely our last service before Christmas. And Brother Kellen, do you have a song for us?
I think it would be fine. Is there something wrong? Is it shorting out? Okay. If we could just all come to the altar and take this opportunity to really seek the Lord and come with expectation, as Brother Tom said tonight, that we're just right on that verge. Amen. We know that it will be worth it all.
Life's trials will seem so small.
We love you, Lord God. Lord, we are so thankful, God, that you came, Lord. Lord, without you, Lord, this would be all for naught, Lord Jesus. Lord, you gave us this awesome opportunity, God. Lord, to wash ourselves, Lord, with your blood, to cover ourselves with your blood, with your sacrifice, God, that we may someday, God, if we keep our eye on the prize, God, that one someday, Lord, we will be with you, Lord. It will be worth it all, Lord Jesus. We worship you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, my God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Let's continue to remember our pastor and his family in prayer as they travel, and pray that they have a good, refreshing, amen, they come back refreshed and relaxed, amen, ready to turn that corner, amen, with us as a church body, amen, and then pray for our upcoming services. And I do want to thank our praise team, amen. Very very honored to play music with them. I'm not at their level, so I'm so very honored to play music with them and give honor to our God. Yes. Amen. Yes. Yes. You know, talent's a funny thing. We have limits, and we pretty much know what our limits are. I know I can't sing certain regions of the scale, and I won't try. That's my limits. But you know what I love about when we're doing something for God, we can just kind of wipe those limits away. Because it is truly amazing that God is limitless. Amen. Yes. We serve a big God. Yes. If we're playing the piano, if we're singing, if we're preaching, if we're making an effort, whatever we're doing for God, I do thank God that when he is in it, all things are possible. Yes. Amen. Yes. Let's give him a hand clap of praise, and you're dismissed in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord, you're dismissed in Jesus' name. Remember, we do not have service this midweek for Wednesday. So, Merry Christmas. What's that, brother? Yes, amen. Raymond Duncan will be here Sunday morning and Sunday night.